This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Lots to celebrate this weekend. Bellville Foundation is celebrating 5 years. And I have with me Vile Uyama, who's going to tell what's happening tomorrow and what's happening at Norval to celebrate your 5th birthday.
Yeah, so this weekend is a big one for us, the big 5. We're celebrating with a full weekend of activity, starting with Saturday, opening a new exhibition. It's the 6th version of our Collector's Focus, focusing on the Kilbourne collection. And then on Sunday, that's the big one. So they will have a full day of festivities for the whole family, starting at 10 a.m., going all the way till 4 p.m.
Let's start with the Kilbourne collection.
Yes.
A little bit more about that and the focus.
So, yeah, we host a series of exhibitions where we feature, of course, normally we do with artists, but this time we're doing our 6th version of the Collector's Focus. Frank and Lizelle Kilbourne, who work with Strauss & Co., they've been collecting art for the greater part of the last 10 years, and we're focusing on their most recent acquisitions. It's a very contemporary show featuring some South African names as well. We invite all our members on Saturday, tomorrow at 11 a.m., to come for a free walkabout with Carl Nell, the curator, Professor Carl Nell. Yeah, it's in our Gallery 9 upstairs. Quite a beautiful one. Lots of bright colors, big different kinds of mediums in the exhibition. So, yeah, quite
something. It sounds like a festive show for the occasion.
Precisely.
And tell us a little bit more about when you say a family event.
A family event is primarily structured around the children. So there's a lot of children's activities, which are all free of charge for the children.
On Sunday.
So, yes, Norval Foundation, all under 18s, always come in for free. But for the adults, we also have some entertainment this time. So you can purchase a tasting glass that you can take home that comes with 4 complimentary coupons that you can redeem for wine tasting, beer tasting, gin tasting of your choosing. And then throughout the whole day, there'll be a jumping castle for the children, balloon shaping, cupcake decorating, all fun in the garden mainly.
So it sounds highly creative, which I think is perfect for the novel. I must say, it's very hard to believe that it's only 5 years. It seems like you've always been there and making a very valuable contribution to Cape Town's art scene.
Thank you so much.
So congratulations to all concerned for making it all happen this particular way. But tell us about the other shows that are on currently, besides the Kilbourne collection.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We also have realized that actually it's only 5 years. I feel a little bit like 5 going on 35. At the moment, we have 2 other shows. We've recently opened a Maggie Lopeshire exhibition featuring portraits and landscapes. So it's shown with all her portraits alongside her landscapes. It features mainly about her travels. So you'll see the exhibition is structured around a timeline where she goes from Europe to South Africa and back. And then it follows her painting and how it changes as she moves.
And exciting exhibition of work. To see it in such a complete way is very inspiring.
Yes. A lot of our lenders were actually saying it's the first time they've seen a lot of the works together in one room. Alongside that, we have Bernie Sill, and that's our big exhibition for the year, featuring a series of video works alongside some photographs. This is quite a big one. It's a retrospective of Bernie Sill's career. So you'll see works from 1998 all the way to an atrium commission that was commissioned for Norval Foundation at the end of last year. So it's
another impressive show, and I'm waiting to do an interview with Bernie. That's something to look forward to. But now that you've got take a pause and it's 5 years, maybe some of the highlights of the last 5 years that you'd like to pinpoint for us?
Yes, we have been reflecting over the last few weeks about this 5 years. And part of our highlights, I mean, probably our biggest one, is our opening of our learning center that was opened officially in 2021 as a dedicated center to bring children to the foundation. As you know, that's a big part of what we do, alongside, of course, or showing world-class artistic exhibitions. We really have an educational program. So that's one of the big ones.
Well, to me, that's very, very important. Getting people to come across that threshold, particularly young people, is a very, very important thing. It doesn't become this mythology that makes it awkward and difficult to actually go there. So keep on doing what you do so well, which is bringing us fantastic exhibitions. And if you want to know the what, the why, and the where of what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the 2023 Artcraft Museums Map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Rimoho, We Are Together, drawn from the Sanlam and MTN art collections, is the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. with more than 100 key works by 75 artists from South Africa and the African continent, reflecting on the transformation of South Africa over the last 50 years. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30, entrance is free. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za and make your date.